Elizabeth Elliot says, "I believe there is such a thing as self-esteem and self-image, but I do not think that it is something that you and I ought to be paying much attention to. Life is too short for that, as far as I'm concerned." She says, "I would much rather use the energy and the time that I have and direct it towards knowing God, worshiping God, loving God, finding out who He is, and daily praying that He will make me much more like Himself." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you this time about the price of surrender. On the day that I was preparing this talk, I had an invitation to tea at a very beautiful house not very far from where I live. And as we sat in the charming living room, a young woman and I, drinking peppermint tea and muffins, she was telling me of how she had become a Christian only about 5 years before. I had never met this lady before. She was tall, distinguished, articulate, very attractive. She told me that she had lived in New York City. She had made it big in the advertising world. And she had a child, and so they got a nanny, as many working women do. The nanny was a girl from Oregon who arrived with a Bible and tapes. She said, "The girl didn't talk to me about God or about her Bible, but she said I knew that she was in there reading that book." And she said every week she used to get tapes from the church where she went in Oregon, sermons. I couldn't imagine a teenage girl sitting there listening to sermons on tape. Well, God was speaking to that young woman through that nanny. Little did she realize it at the time, but that was God's foot in the door, as it were. Then, later on, they had a Christian college girl come and live in, also to take care of the children. She said, "This girl answered my questions, but no more." She said, "I would come to her every once in a while with a question about God or the Bible or something, and she answered them clearly and well. But then the conversation was over. She never bugged me. She never pressed me." But then she said, "I began to attend a small Baptist church in this town. And that pastor spoke the truth. There was something about him that made me know that what this man was saying was the truth with a capital T." Well, there was something about this young woman as we sat there that made me know that she was a genuine lover of the truth. Her intellect was of the sort that cannot admit of darkness and untruth. And she said to me, "When I heard this man preach, I said, if this is the truth, then I have to do something about it. What am I going to do about this?" That's a question that all of us should be willing to ask, isn't it? If you're just listening to Elizabeth Elliot dish out personal opinions, some of them very bizarre and weird, then obviously it has nothing to do with the truth of God necessarily. But if some of the things that you hear on this program strike you as being true, then I would hope that you would ask the same question that this young woman was forced to ask. What must I do about it? Well, she thought, obviously the first thing to do is to start reading the Bible. And guess what? She started reading the Bible. And then she started doing what the Bible said. She was building her house on a rock, not like the man who built his house on the sand, and when the floods came and the winds blew and the rains descended, the house collapsed. She was building her house on a firm foundation. She said, "I really made a 180-degree turn in my life. I grew up with the team mentality," and she said, "you know, in that tough, competitive New York business world, That's what it is. Everybody's on the team. Everybody's equal. There's competition. And your competence is what matters. She said, you know what I've discovered in reading the Bible? I have found that surrender is the key. Surrender. Can you imagine a woman with her background talking about surrender? I could hardly believe my ears, to tell you the truth. Well, she said, I surrendered first to Jesus Christ. I knew that what my Bible was telling me was true. I knew that Jesus Christ was Lord. And so I knew that I had to turn over my life to Him. And you know what followed, she said? In little ways, I found myself surrendering to my husband. Then I began to surrender in church. I was questioning. I was seeking. I only wanted to know the truth in order to surrender to it. I heard an echo in her words of the Apostle Paul's experience on the road to Damascus. As soon as he recognized who Jesus was, do you remember what he said? What wilt thou have me to do, Lord? And that's what this young woman said. She said, as we discussed this word surrender, I was amazed at the depth of her grasp of this truth. She had not been reading any anti-feminist literature, as far as I know. She had not learned these things from anybody but God Himself through His Word. But it came through to her very loud and clear. And she said, I'll give you another example. My sister's life. She said, I have a sister who was very overweight. And she said she'd been overweight all her life. She never seemed to be able to do anything about it. But she told me that one day she heard almost an audible voice that said, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. She said, that message was a message of surrender to her. Oh, if this body of mine is a temple of the Holy Spirit, it belongs to Him. I don't have a right to keep it in the shape that it's in now. And so after all those years of living life as a fat lady, she surrendered to the power of God. And she said, my sister's whole life has been transformed. Well, I believe that the essence of femininity is surrender. I saw in that young woman, as we sat there in her pleasant living room, a truly feminine woman. Brains, of course. Capability, tremendous. A saleable skill, of course. She had it all, in a sense. And yet, she was a woman. She was feminine. And she said, the secret is surrender. Is there a more hideous, hated word in today's world than surrender? We're not born with the attitude of surrender, are we? We're born rebels. We're born saying to God, I'm going to have my way. And we go through life, unless God changes us, saying, I'm going to have my way and nobody is going to stop me. I will walk over anybody in order to get what I want. We're afraid of loss. We're afraid of missing out. If we surrender, we may lose. We may miss out. We may be trampled on. Somebody might make a doormat out of me. Well, that's a very real possibility, isn't it? I don't want to relinquish my power. And my rights, I have a right to my rights. Why should I surrender them? But this woman's testimony reminded me that the truth of God is a person. It's not just a book. What that woman met in the pages of her Bible was God Himself. And God was not apprehended by an intellectual system, but by a real and living encounter. My friend had had an encounter with Him who speaks out of a region of realities which can only be suggested and not fully represented by the written and spoken word. Jesus Christ is the Word. He is the way. He is the truth and the life. He comes to the heart that is open to him, invading our darkness with spirit and life and light. Light which perhaps even stings our eyes, our spiritual eyes. We talked about servanthood, that woman and I. Her friend, a friend of hers who did not like her own child until that child was hospitalized and the mother had to sit there and serve the child and feed her and help her. Love arose out of her serving. Servanthood is surrender, isn't it? There's an old prayer that says that the service of Christ is perfect freedom. It is a gateway to joy. Surrender had been this woman's gateway into new life and the freedom that is in Christ Jesus. Surrender means going through a very small gate and a very narrow passageway. But as Jesus promised, the gate that leads to life is small. We've got to stoop. We've got to let go of something in order to get through. Is it a high price to pay? How much is joy worth?
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.